Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I was flipping through the channels the other day, but there was nothing good on. I had nothing to play. So I went to my computer and realized that there was so much content before my eyes. But there's nothing but Netflix in my heart and on my screen. There's always something good.
That's right. Nothing but Netflix is back, and it's time to talk about The Floor is Lava season 2 here. And let's talk with a man who makes these podcasts hotter than lava. Here he is. It's the great Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Rob, I'm in an abnormally good mood today. I am so excited to be here. It's very, very early in the morning, but the hair of the dog is about to kick in just a second. So I will be fine. Like, this is a good time. I'm excited. People were clamoring for this coverage. People somewhere, on some network probably were clamoring for this. And so I'm ready to talk about it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, a Floor is Lava team needs three people. And we are so fortunate to have with us a honest to goodness podcasting superstar here with us to talk about The Floor is Lava, of course, that she studies head injuries. and so a perfect person to talk about here with us, The Floor is Lava. It's Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz. Amanda, how are you?
Oh, I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on Nothing But Netflix. I love listening to both of you, Rob and Chappelle, and I've been clamoring. Chappelle knows I've been in his DMs. Get me on Nothing But Netflix. So I think you found the perfect topic, well within my realm of expertise, to talk about this fantastic television show.
Yes. Well, you talk about so many serious dramas over on post-show recaps. And so just in keeping with that, to talk about The Floor is Lava.
Yeah. Honestly, I really, really needed this. I've been talking a lot about like time traveling serial killers and like deep psychological trauma and, the injustices of capitalism. So I really feel like I needed to watch a bunch of idiots slip into some disgusting goo as a nice palate cleanser.
Okay. All right. So we're here to talk about The Floor is Lava. We're actually going to talk about episode 1 of season 2. And episode 5 of season 2, Chappelle, a little bit of a mini season.
Yeah. What is this? I wasn't prepared for them to just drop like a little bit.
Are there more episodes next week?
I'm assuming they're going to do a rollout, but why would they? Like, I think we could just stop right here. You know, like, I think we got the idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone is exactly the same. I mean, just watch the ones from season 1 again.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, Oh, is there another episode?
Nope. You even got some of the same players wearing the same clothes as they were in season one.
We had all stars, right? Yeah. This was crazy. But yeah, I don't know why they only gave us 5 episodes or why they felt the need to maybe withhold some of the episodes. I'm not really sure. But yeah, once you've seen one, you've kind of seen them all. Maybe they have some more stunt casting coming up. Maybe that's what we're waiting on.
And the 5th episode ends with, you know what's really hot? More Floor is Lava coming up right now. Like, no, that's the season finale. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They were like, bring in the next one. And I was like,
Is there another one coming? Rutledge didn't get the note that was the last episode. Yeah.
Now, last time out on Nothing But Netflix, Chappelle and I talked about Senior Year over on Netflix. It was a minute ago. Amanda, did you see any of Senior Year?
I didn't catch that one. I did listen to your podcast about it, and I fell asleep, and that's why I didn't know that I'd been tagged for the Floor is Lava.
Yes.
DM me. No, I didn't catch that one, but I do like Rebel Wilson. It looks like that was a fun show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get some good feedback about that?
Yeah, a little bit. That I even watched the movie, like half of the movie, a second time with Nicole. I thought she would like it, but she turned out to not like it as much as I thought. Okay.
She's unpredictable, that one.
She's unpredictable, right.
The second half of the movie is definitely stronger than the first half. I just think it's a little too long. You know, they could have cut out some of the beginning.
Chappelle with Nicole, I just skipped to when she wakes up from the coma.
That's pretty much what you need to do. You were doing the work.
It's like she was in high school and she had gotten a coma. Okay.
Nicole's like, okay, cool. Yeah. But after like 3 more dance routines, I'm sure Nicole was out. But yeah, Doc, I definitely tapped you gently on the shoulder during the podcast. I was like, eventually Dr. Amanda's going to reach out and be like, okay, I heard the beck and call. I'm here. But then you didn't. So I was like, okay, I have to beg.
I fell asleep.
I have to beg Dr. Amanda to come on here and do this stupid show with me. She's so used to talking about science and stuff. She's not going to want to do it. But I was very happy that you agreed to do this with us.
Yeah, no, I was an easy sell for this one.
Okay. Now, Amanda, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were a pretty big proponent of Floor is Lava season 1, correct? A defender.
I didn't watch much of Floor is Lava. My kids watched it and I did pop in and ask them some questions about it. They seem to have some good takes. So they were watching it. So I would say I'm not a L'aficionado necessarily, but I was aware of it. I think I paid about as much attention to it as you need to. And I was excited to sit down and watch these couple episodes with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Season 1 dropped in June of 2020 and probably, the right time for peak Floor is Lava viewing on Netflix. Netflix, I think, was really, riding high at that point in sort of the early days of lockdown and coming off of Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the other hits that they had in 2020. So Floor is Lava fit right in. Chappelle, were you aware of the original Floor is Lava?
No.
Yes.
Well, look, I knew there was a thing. I thought it was like Wipeout or those other random shows where people get hit with stuff and fall into the water. And I was not completely wrong, but I didn't watch it. I also don't have any kids. Rob, you normally talk about how you want your kids to watch these shows with you. I know you wanted your kids to watch The Pentaveret.
Yeah.
and that was like a thing that you didn't do. Did you let your children watch The Floor is Lava with you?
Yeah, I did want my kids to watch The Pentaveret with me because I didn't know it was going to be so R-rated. Like, I don't know. Like Madea, I was like, hey, watch this. This is a funny movie, kids. So sometimes I'm off on things. But no, I did watch both episodes of The Floor is Lava for this podcast with my kids.
Ooh.
And they very much enjoy Floor is Lava. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, my oldest son says it's better than Survivor.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Yes. Yes. Look. All right.
Well, yeah, maybe we will see some Survivor players in the future on this next rollout of episodes. You never know. I mean, we're bringing in some big heavy hitters here from Netflix.
Netflix stars, right? I mean, there's a couple of seasons of Survivor on Netflix right now, right?
Yeah.
Somebody what Davey seasons Rittenbacker. Are on right now? Who could be on that? Maybe we can guess which of the Survivor I don't know. Netflix
Based
stars.
On the way Netflix is trending, I think we're due for season 39.
And Thailand.
Thailand. There you go. Thailand. That's what I would do.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Brian Heidick navigate this one.
Let's put the final nail in the Netflix
maybe Game Changers if they want to stick to the HD season.
Another strong one.
Yeah.
Another strong one, yeah.
You know, okay. Chappelle, I was recommending to Chappelle that it's a good time to redo the top 40 Survivor Countdown because we could knock a couple off the list.
Yeah, we can replace two of them easily. And not necessarily the bottom two seasons. I think if we could just cherry pick two and just slide 41 and 42 in there instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Look,
it's a long off season. You never know. All right. So, Amanda, could you explain what the Floor is Lava is to anybody who might be just passing by and not have seen the Floor is Lava?
Oh, I would love to. I will try my best to explain this extremely complicated concept to our listeners who have not seen the show. I think you will be able to follow this episode, even if you have not seen The Floor is Lava. I'll start with that because I'm going to do my very, very best to explain all of this in detail. So you have teams of three people that, as far as I can tell, they just, you know, go to some comedy club and find three random people and say, you're on the team together.
That seems like a real trope of like, we do comedy.
Yes. Yeah. So there's teams of three. There's three different teams of three, and they will all compete by going through one of these lava courses. And it's sort of set up to be each course is like a different room in a house, and you have to navigate from one side of the room to the exit of the room. But this is the twist, everybody. You cannot fall in the floor because
why?
The floor is lava.
What? Oh my God. Wow.
You're trying to get across the floor. All three members of the team are. As long as you get one person across, then you have succeeded. But if the other teams can get more people across, or if they can do it in a faster time, they advance to the final stage, which is the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they climb to the top of a volcano and you get a lava lamp and $10,000.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard season one didn't have a volcano. I think that's an upgrade for new, season Amanda? Two.
Oh, you know what? I think that the volcano is new. Like I said, I never gave this my undivided attention until I was going to podcast about it. So that is new. I think that the volcano is a pretty anticlimactic ending to The Floor is Lava.
Even Dominic's like, I don't think they had the volcano in season one.
Yeah.
So
it's new.
It's new.
They made some upgrades because they said, well, the lava has to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's a good point.
That's true. Like
9,000 gallons of hot lava. That's
Chappelle, I feel like that happens a lot of times, like in the writer's room. You get to season two and it's like, okay, but why? Like, what is the story behind the lava? Yeah.
Right.
You need to go back and tell that story.
How did 90,000 gallons of lava end up in this garage? There has to be a volcano somewhere in the house. And so they've identified that.
Yeah.
They made some other upgrades because this happened during 2020. So, of course, back in the day, there was no live team jeering. You know, you couldn't watch from the platform and like, you know, all this other stuff. But like they've added the commentary and all this other stuff and new platforms. It's very like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids in a way. And so, they've made some upgrades. They've changed the lava even.
Chappelle, I do think that they probably filmed the first batch of episodes pre-COVID, if I had to guess. It came out at the beginning of June. Like, I can't imagine that it was like, pandemic, quick, let's scramble and do Floor is Lava season one.
Let's get a bunch of people with this moist medium around them to transmit as much germs as possible. Yeah.
I feel like that a lot of the stuff gets filmed ahead of time. Yeah.
Yeah. They've come a long way. Look, they've done some things. They probably did like a focus group and said, what do we need to do to get the Floor is Lava season one to over the season two hump? And so they made some changes. I think, you know, they've taken some steps. I will never know what those changes are really because I'm never going to watch season one, but I've read good things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some big celebrity teams coming on. That's a big draw. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some all-stars as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So also that according to some news sources, looks like that there will be five more episodes of Floor is Lava season two coming later in 2022.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll come back on. We'll do this again.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Yeah, I'm looking at the Floor is Lava hashtag to see if there's a lot of action. Chappelle, have you noticed on Twitter a lot of people tweeting about Floor is Lava?
Well, you know, I do keep my ears to the Twitter streets, but they've been quiet on the floor as lava. I haven't seen a lot of action. Now, maybe I'm just not, I'm not well-versed in that corner of Twitter. In lava Twitter, I haven't breached that area yet. But when I get there, I'll let you know. I'm going to do some research. I'll report back.
Yeah. I know that Tomash is one of, you know, a great listener of the RHAP network, is a Floor mm-hmm. is Lava stan, noted.
Okay.
He's tweeting about it quite a bit. Yeah, there's a little chatter. I just checked the hashtag. Some people are mostly Floor is Lava is back. I'm seeing.
Yep.
The Smackdowns are hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah. Are they?
Yep. So, Chappelle, how do you think you would do on Floor is Lava?
Poorly.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I am decently athletic. I can do like normal stuff, but I'm very clumsy. I am very, very clumsy. So the moment you say this floor is slippery, like when you see the slippery mm-hmm. is wet sign, I'm mm-hmm. the guy who's going to fall. Like every time, I might not even be anywhere near the sign. I'm just going to fall just off the idea that I could fall. So I found that to be the struggle with the show, is that maybe the obstacles are fine, but once the surfaces are wet, you know, all bets are off. So I would do so poorly on this show. I would embarrass myself. But I would be terrified to even play, because not only is the floor lava, people just fall into it and never come out. Do y'all notice that? It's like,
is it a bottomless pit? We don't see the rescue. We just see them fall in and then they're gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was very concerning. I was like, is somebody going to go in there and get Jack Atkins? Like, no, yeah. No, they didn't.
Amanda, I feel like in season one, they played up more about the deaths of the contestants. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was like a big, like they would stop down and really like, no.
Yeah. I think it feels like they're moving through it all much more quickly. I think that like maybe they're like, you know, they have to get to the volcano. Yeah,
I think they're like focusing more on the realness of it. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But that's definitely one of the, they do a lot of like replays of the wipeouts, a lot of like slow motion shots of the other teammates, like reacting to it. Yeah. A lot of screams.
I wonder also if it's because then the person that would like died in the lava is in the volcano then in the next round. So they can't really up that they have like this new round where people who fell into the lava are then back. So
yes.
It wouldn't make sense in the, you know, the world of the show. It's you know, they got to keep it kayfabe.
I think I prefer the, like, they go into the lava and then they're gone. I think I'm a Floor is Lava purist. I like the original. I feel like this mm-hmm. is kind of messed with the concept a little bit.
Mm-hmm. There's probably like a middle ground. A you know, you fall into the lava. It's a florist, if you will.
Yes.
I feel like if you fall into the lava, you shouldn't be able to make it to the volcano round.
No, that's you right. shouldn't. Yeah. That's
right.
You should not
Only
be allowed to.
The members
to,
of so your like, team that survive.
And it could potentially be a 3-on-1 in the right. volcano exactly. round. Yeah.
But that incentivizes you to get mm-hmm. all three people across that. I'm just saying, like, when we do the focus group for season three, I'm going to have to submit our names. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because they also did, like, they didn't explain this, but we watched episode one and episode five to recap here. In episode one, they only let two members of the team, mm-hmm. if each team do the volcano, but then they had all three members. Right.
Maybe it was because that they were celebrities. Maybe they
in their contract, they said, I'm making it to the volcano.
Like, we need all the influencers on the screen.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we lost Larry in the first round? Mm-hmm. What would we even be talking about in this podcast?
Right, how many people tune out when their faves fall into the lava?
Right. Because you know what? Probably it's like, all right, we need to sit somebody out. They're like, yeah, probably Larry.
And like, no.
We need Larry. We need Larry.
Right.
Okay.
Of Hype House fame? Of nothing but Netflix fame? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if we're there. Did you know these influencers, the influencer team, or do we need TikTok Nicole on here to advise?
Okay.
We probably should have called her in.
So, I knew the bulk of the people. Obviously, the people from The Circle, I knew from covering The Circle. The people from Too Hot to Handle, I knew. I was going to text Kirsten and like, do you realize, you know, Harry from Too Hot to Handle is on Nothing Floor is Lava. And then, so I knew that Larry from the Hype House. I did not know who the other two people were.
Okay.
They were like, they couldn't even get three people from Hype House. They got like Larry and then and Larry brought two friends.
Yeah.
Larry and his crew. Mm-hmm. But again, that Larry's the draw. So yeah, we couldn't afford to lose Larry to the depths of the lava, which we didn't have to worry about because Larry's amazing, apparently.
Oh, he was the MVP. Yeah.
Right. But you know, you needed him in that volcano. That's what the people came to see. And again, he is an alum of Nothing But Netflix. And so we, of course, could not risk losing him and not having a chance to talk about how he did in the final challenge.
Do you think it's like a bigger accolade for somebody to be on The Floor is Lava or to be talked about on Nothing But Netflix?
I think it's equal.
probably.
Not the same. I honestly think that, like, if we haven't talked about you and to some extent, then you probably can't even be on the show. Like, I'm surprised.
How did they get that the bad dadtitude guys on there?
I have questions.
Yeah. I wonder if we should have like a Brant Steele of the Nothing But Netflix All Stars.
I mean, it wouldn't be for finale.
I think Mike Bloom would be down for that. Yeah.
Okay.
He wouldn't say no to that.
Interesting. Let's file that one away. Okay.
He doesn't say no to much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's talk about the first episode of season two of The Floor is Lava. And, you know, we haven't talked too much about the host, Amanda. Tell us about the Floor is Lava host. And are we fans?
His name is Rutledge Wood. Do you even know that if you watch the show or do you have to Google it?
I heard the word Rutledge before, but I assumed it was his last name.
No, that's his first name is Rutledge. Yeah. His name is Rutledge Wood. He did season one. He's back for season two. Apparently, he comes from like the NASCAR world. He was he was like a commentator on NASCAR and then made this transition to The Floor is Lava. Like his style of hosting is extremely corny jokes and reach puns,
yes.
I would say, sort of delivered in a kind of subdued manner. Like, I think the first thing I would do, all due respect to Rutledge Wood, I feel like you could definitely punch up the host, get somebody a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Let me pitch that. Perhaps I know somebody who might be in between jobs of hosting.
Okay,
could they get the great Atlanta? The great Mauro Ranallo to be hosting The Floor is Lava.
Mamma mia, what a sight to behold.
Yeah.
Honestly, so I only know that voice from being a faithful listener to, you know, an edge lady. Oh, that would be an amazing upgrade. Can you imagine him like narrating these wipeouts? I mean,
it's going to get hotter. It's going to get damper.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens in The Floor of Lava. It gets hotter.
It's very hot. It's very damp.
Is lava damp?
This is okay. I looked up. I'm very compelled to do research on anything that I'm podcasting about. So I looked up what is the lava made out of.
Yeah,
and it's a secret recipe they will not disclose. It comes from one of the largest slime purveyors.
Yeah. Well, I'm out already. All right. Amanda, is the slime. Each season of The Floor is Lava not an environmental catastrophe on par with the Exxon Valdez? Like, what are they doing with all this? Where are they dumping the lava at the end of this?
It's an excellent question. I mean, he said it's 9,000 gallons, which like, I can't.
He said 90.
90,000 gallons?
90,000.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So what in this article that was talking about what the lava is made of said that the closest analog to it is the orange sauce on the chicken at Panda Express.
Stop it. Stop it.
Slow down. Wait a minute.
Now are you interested, Chappelle?
If I gotta fall in. I like me some Panda.
I think that means cornstarch is involved. It's like possible that this is like biodegradable and not harmful. It's disgusting. Like this stuff is disgusting looking.
Mm-hmm. No, that orange sauce is pretty good.
So it's not the flavor, right? It's just like the consistency.
I mean, make it the flavor. Why not? What do you think?
Right. So lava is not wet. Is that what we're talking about here? Like, to be clear,
mm-hmm.
I just need to know because it does look like a moist show, but is lava wet?
Is actual lava wet, like molten rock? I don't think you would call it.
I thought that's what we were doing here.
That's what you thought.
I feel like it's more of a plasma.
Yeah.
Or is it like a magma?
It's magma, plasma.
The floor is magma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I mean, they do have a lot of Mike Myers stuff over on Netflix at this point.
Okay. Sounds like we got to cover it all.
Yeah. But no, Rutledge, I feel like I was like, what do we do with this guy?
I know.
Yeah,
you would be a good host of this show, Rob. I think.
Really, I was going to say Chappelle would be a good host.
Chappelle would be a good. Honestly, any of the three of us, I think, would be competitive with Rutledge.
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt to give it a try.
We on your ass, Rutledge. I know you hear this. Count your days.
Yeah, and again, he's not bad. He's just like very forgettable. The host of Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'm sorry.
Point,
no, like, I'm sorry. The host. Sorry. Freudian slip. The host of The Floor is
Lava.
Did you
see him? Yes. You tried to fire me in front of Dr. Amanda. Did you hear this?
I didn't say which one.
You know it. You know what you implied. Dr. Amanda, you see what I'm talking about.
I saw it.
Y'all think I'm crazy on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Yeah. Okay. You were right there for it. Mm-hmm. Forgettable. Wow.
Maybe it's an intentional choice by Rutledge. Maybe it's like the lava is the star. Like you don't want to detract from the lava.
The lava is the star. Yes.
let you brought in 90,000 gallons. Let the lava carry the show.
The lava really speaks for itself.
It should. It should. You don't need all these twists. You're a good host.
Yeah, we're florists. We're like
yes. Okay. So we're going to meet our teams for the teams competing in the first episode of season two in the garage. Okay. Mm-hmm. We meet the stand-up squad. And I feel like that these two teams that competed first, the stand-up squad and bad attitude. I feel like that is like, these are like the exact teams you see on every episode of The Floor is Lava.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Three schlubby dads.
Right. And like, and bad attitude. Did you catch this? One of them's not even a dad. One of them says, I'm an uncle. Mm-hmm. No, it really felt so. I mean,
don't tell Akiva.
And then this other guy, yes, Uncle Kiwi. No, maybe we could get a bad attitude team from the RHAP podcasters. That would be fun.
I'm an uncle.
Mm-hmm. So this team, and then one of the dads is like, you know, also like humble brags that he's like on Broadway or whatever. Like, I feel like all, and then the last team is a returning team of the Verzi triplets. I feel like all of these people are sort of in the same level of probably doing open mic night somewhere in LA, mm-hmm. and they just like plucked them from one night's lineup.
Yeah, they're either like sort of like aspiring comics or mm-hmm. Like dads with a podcast. I feel like that these are like the two types of people that you see on Floor is Lava.
The two genders.
Right. It's never like, we have three, here's Frosty and two fellow parkour specialists.
I watched episode 2 of this season 2. I know we're not talking about that, but that was like bar instructors and kung fu experts, mm-hmm. like all martial artists, and they were, and then a kickball team.
Oh, okay.
That was a fun episode.
Kickball team is on brand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that was fun, and like the martial artists, like actually, like they did kind of look like ninjas going through it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of like schlubby dads who just joined a gym energy from the Lava team.
In the two episodes we watched, we saw 17 men compete and one woman.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. I noticed that.
And the one woman didn't exactly have a distinguished run through the course.
She was faster than when she was on the circle. Yeah.
Is that where she was from? I don't perceive that show. Yeah, this is like if you want to go on American Ninja Warrior, but you know better. This is what you need to come to.
Do we think that this course, that this skill set, like, favors men, or do you think that women are just too smart to want to, you know, get into the vat of Panda Express orange sauce?
Yeah. Well, Amanda, do you think that is there some sort of like arrested development that causes like adult men to want to be on the floor is lava, where very few self-respecting adult women want to participate in this course where you very easily could get hurt and you most likely will land in the orange sauce from Panda Express?
It's an excellent point. I definitely think there's something to this. Like, I mean, the concept of the floor is lava is this is like the children's game, right? Like my kids do this. Your kids probably do this. They climb on the furniture and they like, you can't hit the floor. The floor is lava. This is like, it's very much like being on a playground. So I think that there's something about this sort of extended adolescence that we see that might tap more into the American man than the American woman. There's a lot of a lot of potential for injury here too. Like I definitely saw a lot of events that could be induced. I would like to know if there has ever been a concussion on the floor is lava. I was watching for acute neurological signs in our people after they fell, but then they just disappear in the lava. Like, did they get evaluated? Did Chris, the dad, you know, like I thought, there was a lot of rotational acceleration on that head.
Face first,
right? And I don't know exactly what these surfaces are made of. Some of them seem to be like soft and foamy, but some of them look like they might be a little harder. It's dangerous. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. After a certain age, you don't bounce back either.
Yeah. I feel like that there were helmets in season one, but maybe not. Yeah. No, it doesn't look like it.
Could you imagine taking the helmets away? Like, you know what? We can punch the show up a bit.
No, there's no helmets. No helmets during any lives.
We need it to be more dangerous. That's what everybody wants in the reality TV right now is more dangerous.
Make it more real.
Bring in the real lava.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to make real lava, but what if they like just heated this lava up to like 120 degrees?
Rob,
like what if it was just like, you know, not boiling but scalding,
not third degree burns, but like second degree burns,
right?
Panda Express level heat temperature, like, you know, like it's actual orange sauce, you know, like because that stuff is never even hot either. It's kind of just like
true. Yeah. You get that
temperature at best.
We're just kicking around ideas.
Okay my son suggested there should be sharks. Like, what about the floor is sharks? That was his suggestion.
Shark boy and lava girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, did Chappelle, were you rooting for either of these first two teams, the stand up squad or team Bad Dattitude?
I felt like I was rooting for the stand up squad originally because it was like they were my introduction. So I was like, okay, these are my guys.
You never forget then, you first.
Right. Exactly. So maybe sometimes you do. Maybe you hit your head hard enough. Anyway, so I was with them. And then the dads came and I was like, well, they're not very rootable. But then when you brought in the ringers, the all-stars, I was like all in on the first group. Because I was like, no, you can't bring in people who've already done this before. Like, absolutely not. So I was with the comedians, but just out of the process of elimination.
Amanda, why do they lean so hard into like trying to find like comedians or like podcasters? It seems like that they're like hoping for like some witty repartee from the teams, but they don't really talk. They're busy jumping in the lava. Why do we want to try to find people that are going to be funny?
Yeah, it doesn't really deliver. Like, and I have to say, like, the comedians, they all seem nice. I thought they were very rootable, but they were sort of like the least funny team. Like the stuff that's funny, like the thing that's funny on the show is when people fall down, right? So you don't need to be particularly witty to fall down in a funny way. Like there's not really room for one-liners. I mean, maybe they should get the comedians to help Rutledge write his jokes, because I think those could use some improvement.
Yeah, Chappelle, it's almost like that you just want to find people that have like professions that would really like open themselves up to a lot of different puns and jokes you can make about the profession. Like, you don't need people who are funny. You need people that are from like a funny line of work.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like Netflix plumbers. Normally has. Yeah, Netflix normally does that, though. They normally have like this random voiceover, whether it's Sexy Beast or it's Lana on Too Hot to Handle. It's just this, or The Circle, where it's not about the people. It's about the commentators, you know, the whole time, just like making jokes about the people. And the people just do whatever the show's tasks are. Even when we watch Is It Cake? It's not like we don't care about the bakers and what they have to say. We're just listening for, you know, the hosts to make jokes about them. And it's like, if you brought in super athletic people, then it wouldn't be funny either, because I mean, they'd all make short work of these tasks. Like, they're not that difficult for someone who's like you said, if you brought in Frosty and the parkour team.
Right.
So yeah, you don't really have to focus on the occupation of these people if you want them to carry the show. You just need to find somebody who can talk and make fun of them the whole time, because there's not a lot of falling on the show. Like, this isn't Wipeout, where literally everybody is going to fall to their death. This is like, every now and then someone's going to slip, you know, like it's not, these aren't hard falls. A lot of times it's just, I overestimated how slippery this thing was and I slipped right off of it.
Mm-hmm. Chappelle, do you root for the people to fall in the lava, or do you root for people to make it through?
I don't know anymore. Like, I think at first I was like, oh, this seems really tough, I'm rooting for them. And now I'm like, well, maybe I'm just rooting for them to make it over this one task, because everyone keeps falling on this wagon and I don't understand why.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what it was. Some of the tasks seem really stupid to me. Like, they just look like, why would you make that? Like, that seems so difficult. I don't want that. So maybe it just depends on the task. Yeah. I don't think I was rooting for anybody to do well. It was a mixed bag. I think they really should pick a lane.
The dad who started doing chin-ups on one of the obstacles, I wanted him to fall in the lava.
Very hateable. Yeah. Amanda, I have to say, watching the show with my kids, I feel like that probably the most fun we had was when people fell into the lava. That especially if they had like a big fall, and then you know, Dominic was going really pumped up when one of the guys really fell, like went face first into the wagon, and then and then proceeded to fall into the lava. That was like the highlight for him.
Yeah, that was Chris. That was the one that I thought looked most like a potential concussion there. I don't like seeing people fall in a way that looks potentially dangerous. If you're just slipping on your butt and sliding into the lava, I feel like Jack's fall was like a really funny fall. That was a good time. But anything where it looked like, ooh, is he going to be okay? Is there a doctor on the set? Like, that is not fun for me. Like, I thought some people I was definitely rooting for to make it across. That was more fun. My older son said that the dad team was really annoying, and that was his least favorite team in the two episodes we watched.
Yeah, Chappelle, like the dad team, they had like babies in a papoose, and then they often would do like, you know, frontwards, like belly flops onto like hard objects, which really just destroyed the illusion that it was a real baby.
Yeah, in the words of Michael Jordan, F them kids. You know, just it's one of those things where these people, they got this prop for no reason. And I felt like that's kind of not fair. The comedians are out there in muscle shirts and shorts, and these people are lugging around a fake child. Not that they were paying much attention to the fake child, but still, I just feel like you got to level the playing field somehow. You know, like, why do they have this handicap, question mark? Like, I'm not quite sure. Did it hold them back? I don't know. Maybe you need the extra weight. I wonder what the logistics of it is, you know, because I think the most the other team had was an ascot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That did it was a, you know, the baby as a prop thing. It was kind of cute to begin with. But then like seeing multiple times somebody belly flop onto a baby, you know, that was maybe in poor taste. Maybe they could have just had it on. Yeah. Have it on for the intro package, take it off and go through the course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, a big part of The Floor is Lava that I had kind of forgotten, Amanda, was that there are like a number of like Rube Goldberg type mechanisms that need to be activated on the set. And there's a little bit of like an escape room element to it where you have to sort of look for some clues on the walls.
Yeah, there's like some strategy there. It's like, it's not clear that you ever need to do these things. Like, people definitely get through the course ignoring those clues, but those are like things that, you know, you have to open the door, so you have to do that one. But then there's these other clues around the room that can like make it easier. So like lower one of the obstacles or bring things closer together. So like there is some strategy. Like, so you could see some of the teams like kind of are more successful in having like one person be a leader who's sort of looking for that and directing the other people. Other teams, they just kind of all go for it and like flop around. But there's definitely, you know, you have to sort of activate things in the room. That's kind of fun. It has a little bit of that escape room aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Team Bad Dadtitude was just, they were not going to stop and ask for directions at any point during this obstacle course.
Oh, did Rutledge Wood show up here with that? The dads don't ask for directions. They were really like this team, like they kind of bulldozed through everything. They ignored all of them. All of those things, like there's some, like you have to open the door to get out. So you have to like, you know, they had to activate some sort of code to do that. And you have to get your exit pass before you can leave too.
What's the exit pass? Is that new in season two?
You know, I don't remember. It's kind of dumb, right? It's like, why, why do you need to, you need to pick up this thing before you're allowed to leave? Like, it just doesn't seem to add anything, right? Cause like, I don't know. It's, I don't really get the whole exit pass mechanism.
There should be no exit pass. Mm-hmm. There should be basically like a fire token or like a check. And basically, like, you pick up, it's another, like, you know, $1,500 if you get that thing. So you can go right to the door, or you can go the long way and try to pick up some more cash. But don't be greedy.
I like that.
That's a good idea, Rhett. Yeah, I hope everybody from the Floor is Lava team is listening.
Are you listening, really, Rutledge? Yeah.
I also think that, like, you were talking about, like, the how it's more like the humor comes from the commentary. Like, I feel like they could use more of like a peanut gallery, like not just Rutledge, but maybe like a more like of a Statler and Waldorf model where you have like a couple people or like Rob and Sandra in the box. Like, I feel like that could be good to like really be like, you know, have more of a panel who's like clowning on these folks as they're going through the course.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Bring in the people from Singles Inferno. You know, we've done this already. They sit in there. They just do a commentary like, oh my God, do you think they're going to make it? Is he going to make the jump? How is he going to get across those monkey bars? It doesn't seem like he's got the technique or the steady hands to pull off a procedure like that. Like, that's exactly what you need. Because, I mean, otherwise, these tasks, like I said, they're not that hard. So we got to kind of spice it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's why they throw the exit passes in random spots because, otherwise, these people would make very quick work of all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Chappelle, do you feel like that maybe instead of like Statler and Waldorf in the box and then also Rutledge hosting, should we have like a hosting duo, like a Great British Baking Show, perhaps?
Yeah. The Brian Dunkelman and and Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
The reunion that we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Matt
and Noel.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you can have like the person who's rooting for the teams to make it across, the person who's rooting for the fall. Like, you could have a dynamic where they play off of each other. I think that would be like a somewhat of an improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like a wrestling booth where one guy is sort of like rooting for them to like fall, and the other person's like rooting for them to do good. Yeah.
Where is Ken Jeong? He loves money. This is the role he was born to play.
He would be good. He would be good.
Yeah. Mike Bloom would throw a fit, but honestly, it's right there, Ken. Come get your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a place for Ken Jeong. There is.
If the Floor is Lava was on Fox, Ken Jeong would be the host.
100%. 1,000%. He would be rooting for all these people blindly. Like, they're dads who haven't worked out, who also may have been to CrossFit once or twice. I think they'll do fine. You know, like, this is it. Ken, if you're listening to this, you know, give them a call. You know what to do.
Okay. We haven't talked about the third team that's going to enter this. And Amanda, in season one, were there three teams per episode also?
I don't know, Rob. I don't remember.
I don't remember a third team.
Three seems like a lot.
Three seems like a lot.
Yeah, but this is but the Verzi triplets are our returning team from season one. And when they came on, my son gasped. He said, "Oh!" He said, "Oh, I love the Verzi triplets." So this was a crowd pleaser. Netflix
are they
knew what
that
they were
big
doing.
Of a breakout from The Floor Is Lava?
I guess if you're a real florist, a real aficionado like my son is, then they made an impression. One-er. And it's funny. He was, as we're watching this, I was like, "Well, who are you? What do you like?" As things are going through, he's like, "Oh, it's very rare for two people to make it across." He's telling me all this stuff. He's like, "This is the hardest obstacle." I'm like, "What? What is going on?"
Yeah.
So he was. He loves the Verzi triplets, but they failed in their first outing. Season one, none of them made it across. Could they be successful in this run? So this is like, they're 28 years old. They're identical triplets. I think that they were also on another show. They were on like America's Got Talent or something like that.
What's their talent?
I think they're funny comedians. And I tried to look into that. Their thing, I guess, they make a lot of jokes about how they're short. And
but are they really brothers, though?
They're supposed to be identical triplets, even though they don't look identical to me. But
they're not identical. So their whole comedian, that's their whole thing.
I'm sorry.
We're triplets, but we look different a little bit. So he's the short one, but I'm the bigger one. And I have better hair.
They're fraternal triplets.
I'm assuming. I mean, it's really hard to get identical triplets. Right. I would think I'm not of science.
I don't.
So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Maybe identical triplets isn't. Anyway, the Verzi triplets, so they have some they have a shtick. They're out there, and I guess that their biggest credit to date is Floor Is Lava season one, and they're back for season two, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's funny because this is where I was like, oh, I definitely think the casting team went to one open mic night in LA, because you hear the team of the stand-up comics say, oh, we see them on the stand-up comedy scene all the time. And I was like,
So Verzi triplets. Yeah. I don't know. Again, they didn't say or do anything funny. They wear the same outfit. I think that's a big part of a good outfit.
Picking your outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it on The Floor Is Lava.
Yeah. The stand-up team really didn't bring any art to that, unfortunately. So they wear one of these tank top American flag shirts, the three of them wear that. That's the same thing they wore in season one. They look like they're fairly athletic guys. They are somewhat successful in navigating parts of the course, but the problem is, I think for them, their fatal flaw is the big jumps. They can't clear those big jumps.
Yeah, they're not actually Floor Is Lava superstars. When they brought back returning players, I'm like, oh, these guys must be really good.
They were from the premiere.
Yeah,
they were the breakout stars of the first episode. So how do you start season two without the Verzi triplets? Rob, you're being rude.
I'm sorry. Amanda, who do you think has more followers on Twitter? The Verzi triplets or Chappelle?
I think Chappelle.
Chappelle
were
the breakout stars of The Floor Is Lava.
Well, as we said, I think that Nothing But Netflix is a higher level get than The Floor Is Lava. So I'm going to say that Chappelle is one of the hosts of Nothing But Netflix, has more followers than the breakout stars of The Floor Is Lava.
That is correct. So Chappelle has more followers on Twitter. They have 4,597 followers, but they boast about 1.5 plus on TikTok. Now,
okay.
You feel like that's views more than followers, Chappelle? People have been posting maybe some videos from Floor Is Lava.
No. See, I think everybody has their own little social media platform that's special to them. I do my best work on Twitter, but it's fine. It's D-minus level at best. But I think they are more of an Instagram family.
Go
to Instagram, that's probably where they land. I think that's where you get a lot of the comedic stuff, and they're probably talking about their hairlines and stuff like that.
Right.
Instagram is probably where they outshine me by a lot.
To do jokes on Twitter.
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Some people do.
30,000 followers on Instagram.
So there my question go. About the Verzi triplets is, do you have to divide all those numbers by three, though? Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, that means I'm destroying them on Twitter. Oh, my God. They should be embarrassed.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, the Verzi triplets, unfortunately, yeah, they don't even qualify to make it to the finals. They're not even going to go to the volcano.
Not a single one of them gets across. Not a single one of them gets across. This is
You were the chosen ones.
they had the whole season one to practice. They should have been working on their jumps. In this segment, there was like my favorite example of a line of like Rutledge Wood kind of like with his corny jokes. So there's a tool wall and Mitchell's going to go on the tool wall. And he says, you know, a lot of people say that I'm a tool. And then Rutledge says, if you were a tool, you'd be a power sander because you're loud and abrasive. And it's like, he already made the joke, Rutledge. He made the joke about being a tool. And then you made a worse joke about him being a tool. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's like, get it?
Yeah.
Because you're a tool.
Yeah. My 4-year-old thought it was hilarious that one of these guys said he didn't want to get his hair in the lava, and he started cracking up. He said, why does he care about his hair?
I mean, to be fair, you know, there are bigger things you should be worried about at this point. Yeah, like, I don't want to, what if I melt my hair? Sir, what if you die?
Yeah. It's not like he had an elaborate updo or something, you know, I think he would have been okay.
Chappelle, do you think they're too loosey goosey on like, basically like you could be in the lava, like up to your waist and it's like no harm, no foul. Like,
100%. I was complaining throughout. I was like, but your foot just hit the lava. What are you doing? Like, you at least should have to complete this task on one foot at the very least. But no, they're like, it's only lava if you fall all the way in. If you don't fall all the way in, it's you know, a condiment.
Right. Yeah. Is this mispreparing people for actual situations where they're going to have to navigate across hot lava? They're going to think, oh, if I just like get my shin in there, I'll be fine.
These snowflakes, they're just going to think that like you just give them things that they haven't earned. And I don't appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I think someone should call Rutledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, is there ever a situation where a person might need to be prepared for having to navigate and traverse across a lava floor? Like, I feel like it's like once the floor is lava, I'm not sure if you're making it out.
Maybe you're not making it out, Rob. Right. But, you know, team stand up. They're gonna
like
make
once
it across.
The first floor of my house is lava, like I'm not feeling too good about the rest of it. Mm.
The people in the high pile should feel very good because Larry's gonna just navigate that for them all the way.
Help them out. Yeah.
They're fine.
Should we talk about the volcano also, which the volcano involves like climbing up a very slippery volcano and then ultimately you have to put some puzzle pieces in the volcano?
Not even really puzzle pieces. It's like three rocks. I think they're all the same size. I don't know. The volcano is
one size fits all.
Yeah, one size fits all puzzle. Yeah, it's like those puzzles that you get for like kids under two where all the pieces fit in all the places. Mm-hmm. This is a poor man's aggro crag, right?
I mean, it's a very wet aggro crag. That's exactly what I put in my notes.
Yeah. It's not quite as good as the aggro crag, I think. I think the volcano is a bust. I don't think it's fun to watch the volcano. But I mean, the thing about the volcano is like they just kind of have to scale up this very slippery slide. You got all of the lavas coming down. Like the first person has to actually climb and then you can lower a rope and the other members of the team. It's also unclear to me like where they get the rocks that they have to put at the top of the volcano.
I think you pick them up on the way there.
You do? Okay. Yeah. That was not highlighted in the edit. Maybe the Survivor Challenge team could give them some tips on how to film these challenges. And then one of the teams wins and they get $10,000 and a lava lamp.
Okay. The lava lamp is the trophy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's only one trophy. Is it like the Stanley Cup, Chappelle? Does each person on the team get to carry it for a little bit?
That's why you have to go with your brothers. That's why you have to keep bringing back the Verzi triplets. Because at that point, it's everybody's, you know, you share it as a family. But this is embarrassing. You know, like these people do minimal work. They just slide up the side of this fake volcano. When if you talk about the aggro crag, you had little kids like fighting for their lives with like asbestos and stuff flying through the air. And they're like hitting buzzers and climbing and all this other stuff. And I don't think those kids got $10,000. Right. They got a glowing, they got basically a lava lamp too, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like this is a glowing rock. So I don't know. I feel like we gotta push the volcano up. It's
right.
It's too meh.
Yeah. It's mid at best.
It doesn't give.
Do you think that Netflix should have splurged for 3 lava lamps for every member of the team to get one?
Yes. Ooh,
do you think they should take it? Is it like a Grammy where they don't actually, it's just they hand you that lava lamp, but they take it back. Like, you they'll mail you your real lava lamp.
And they filmed this when Netflix had money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really phoning it in, Netflix.
Right. Imagine season 3. We're going to be in a kiddie pool. Myers, yeah.
Yeah. After the Mike Myers contract money is spent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when you bring back the Verzi triplets for their
special.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at this point, we have to see them again.
Yes. Do the Verzi triplets get their own Netflix special?
Oh, no. I mean, well, oh, yes. You know, I'm sure people want that.
If they do, bring me back on Nothing But Netflix to cover that, please. Recap it.
Let's talk about episode 2, or actually the second episode we will cover, but it's actually the 5th episode of the season. And this is the one with our reality stars and influencers, stars of shows that we have covered all here on Rob's Podcast. Starting with 3 bros from Too Hot to Handle. Okay, one from season 1, one from season 2. I really don't know who Taylor was from Too Hot to Handle.
Who is that?
Don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I feel like he might have been one of the grenades they brought in like later on in the season. But okay, notable like star Harry from season 1, of course. Chappelle, did you follow the saga of Harry and Francesca in season 1 of Too Hot to Handle?
Yes, I think I did. I think I did watch Too Hot to Handle season 1 and season 2 because I remember Chase as well. I don't know who this other person is though.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I thought, Amanda, this was good synergy here because if there's anything that's too hot to handle, it's lava.
It's lava. Exactly. Yeah.
And there's also Lana and Lava.
Oh, yeah. No, that was really good fodder for Rutledge's puns to talk about how it's. Yeah. So this was actually my son's favorite team. I was surprised. Mm. He really liked the too hot to handle team. I think he likes a front runner. I think he saw that these, you know, were the big, strong guys. So I don't follow Too Hot to Handle. So I didn't know these 3 stars.
Do you want us to explain the show to you, Amanda?
I think I got the general premise.
I did try to explain it to Dominic this morning.
Yeah?
He's like, Dad, did you watch Too Hot to Handle? I'm like, yeah. Like, it's a show where they brought a lot of people and they told them it was going to be like a love show. And then they told them that that you're not allowed to kiss. And he was like, oh my God, that would be so easy. All you have to do is not kiss anybody. It's like, I know, but they're like, oh, we thought it was a love show.
Yeah.
Like, do you think they were confused? Like, after you go on Too Hot to Handle, can you really trust that you're on the show?
This
show? Like, the floor is lava, you get there, and it's like, it's not lava, it's Lana. Oh my God, they did it again.
Yes. Like, maybe it's like the floor is ice instead.
And like, now you can touch the lava, but if you do, you have taken all the money away.
You have to stay in the lava.
Lava backward.
So of these 3, you would say Harry was the big star.
He was the big star. He was the big star from season 1. Then you also had Chase from season 2, who was there.
It wasn't really a
featured player. That's a good reminder to go back and listen to that Too Hot to Handle season 2 finale podcast that Chappelle had done. I forgot to go. People have been reminding me to go listen to that.
No.
And then then Taylor from Too Hot to Handle. I don't know, is he from season 3? I don't remember. Let's see. I guess he's from season 2. Let's see.
Ain't no way. There's no way. There's no way he was from season 2. He must be from one of those international Too Hot to Handles.
Too Hot to Handle?
I would have recognized this person. I would have. Yeah, I watched Chase. Season 2.
I don't know. I don't think he was one of the initial cast.
Okay. So this wasn't necessarily the Too Hot to Handle A-list across the board.
I think you had a A-list, B-list, and then a D-list.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, I would agree with that. And also never go back and listen to that podcast. The hair of the dog had kicked in a long time ago.
Wow, my interest has peaked. Okay.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Rob was out for the weekend, so we just had a good time. That's mm-hmm. all.
Yeah. Okay. So you had the crew from Too Hot to Handle. Mm-hmm. They called themselves All Beauty, No Brains Here.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Yeah.
Okay. And Harry, who is one of the big stars from the first season of Too Hot to Handle, like, he's gonna struggle, Amanda.
Yes. So they're in the game room. We're out of the garage. We're in the game room now. Yeah, Harry really had a tough time. And this first obstacle here, and I watched another episode from season two where they were in this room. And so I've seen a bunch of people go through this. And Harry is the only person insane enough to go upside down on this dartboard. Like, no one else saw this and thought, I have to completely spin around fully and hurt my body.
It seems like the way to do it is, like, you want to hamster wheel it. Yeah, Chappelle, he sort of, like, put himself out there, like, starfish style and was like, all right, I'm going to rotate myself.
Like the Leonardo da Vinci thing. Maybe he was like, I am such a perfect male specimen here that I have to display my full body on this dartboard.
I'm glad it wasn't the full da Vinci because, geez, but it's probably too hot to handle. Yeah. But I just think
they did call him the cocky Aussie a couple times.
They did. And I think what really happened here is that he didn't know it was going to spin, y'all. He got up there thinking, like, I have to touch this thing, right? And then it started to spin and he just went into a full panic. I just don't think he was prepared for it to move.
It's funny because he sees, like, the next team go through and he's like, oh, okay, that's an interesting technique. I thought you had to go upside down.
My way was cool, but okay, I guess, go off,
Yeah. Is it possible he thought it would spin on its own and, like, hey, I'm in the position and now it will move me across the wall?
Maybe. Because you lose quite a bit of, like, eight. Like, once you're upside down, it's like he's like a turtle on his shell. Like, back on his shell. Like, he has no way to move that thing. Like, what do you use? You use hips or core? I mean, that would be quite a feat to keep it spinning at that point.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he had no clue. He did not know this was going to happen. So when it happened, he just went into a full panic. And I felt really bad for him because I was like, I would be, like, pissing myself at that point, like, oh God, there's lava below me and I'm stuck upside down. Just like, count me out. What am I going to do? But he managed to recover at least.
Mm-hmm. At one point, he did make it out of there.
At one point, it looked like his head was in the lava.
He's really close. What about his hair? Should he be concerned?
Can't worry about your hair in the floor's lava. Yeah.
Somehow he makes it through that obstacle and then goes to dive onto, like, the Dance Dance Revolution game.
Yes.
And as we've seen before, this man has no ability to stop his momentum when things are happening.
He has
no ability to stop himself. That's his fatal flaw. Yeah.
Okay.
And he just, slid off the the Dance Dance Revolution game into
the
lava.
He was all oiled up and he couldn't help himself.
And now he's all wet. Look at him.
That's what happens.
Couldn't stop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that he was out. But Chase and Taylor, they managed to get through. Chase has a bad fall on the pool table.
Yes.
He gets through it.
Yeah. Chase gets to say, the famous reality TV trope. It's chess, not checkers, bro. Mm-hmm. When he clears the checkers board, but it was actually
checkers and backgammon, I think.
Good eye, bro.
Look, apparently this is a very popular mistake on reality TV these days, because I think Survivor just showed us that sometimes you can think you're playing chess and everybody's playing checkers, but it could be the other way around.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to keep track as the boards, Chappelle. They look very similar.
They're very close. I too have made the mistake. I'm not judging these people.
The key is, I think checkers usually red squares and chess is usually white squares. That's one way.
Avoid all of that altogether. Yeah. I don't play games. I try to avoid the pieces
are different too. That helps.
Checkers is more conducive, I think, to the floor is lava. There's more jumping, double jumping.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I think that, chess, different game.
Yeah, do you think that the floor is lava is actually just like the game of chess, that was like the inspiration for it, because you have to get across a board?
Yeah, basically, you king me.
Yeah. And then you win. Then you as long win. As you don't touch the red spaces.
Go to the volcano. That works?
Yeah. I don't play games. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. This is why I don't.
Yeah. So okay. they got two of their people across. Two of the hotties made it across.
You know, yeah, I think that you do basically, like, if you have a checkerboard that's like red and black, I think you put all the pieces like on the black squares, and I think that basically it is the floor's love.
Same game.
It's checkers.
I think we're on to something.
Okay. All right. Should we talk about the okay? Oh, then the Sway House people came in second.
Yeah. So then we have the content creators come through
the hype house
yes. people. Yes. Yeah. So that's Santea, Mario, and Larry. And you guys said you knew Larry, but not the other two.
Larry's an icon.
Larry's an icon. He was featured on the Hype House on Netflix. I think one of the drama things he had on the season was that he had a big party during COVID, and it was a big controversy. He kind of got soft canceled.
He did get soft canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. No hard canceling on the Hype House television show proper, but, you know, in their worlds, it was a cancelable thing that happened. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he definitely was a super spreader. That was Larry's claim to fame in that season of the Hype House. But again, an icon, really. We have to stand Larry here. I mean, we don't stand his actions, but as an alum of Nothing But Netflix, we did have to, you know, root for Larry. At mm-hmm. least I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that this team was pretty fun. They impressed me. I didn't think that these, you know, because they're a smaller team, a younger team. They didn't look as though they logged as many hours in the gym as the Too Hot to Handle team. But I kind of thought that they put the Too Hot to Handle team to shame here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that it was a good physics lesson of when you have like a bunch of like very smooth, slippery surfaces, like yes. maybe it's better uh-huh. to be 140 pounds than 240 right. pounds when you're jumping, you know, 6 feet onto that surface.
It's a really good point, Rob. Yeah,
they're very spry.
Force equals mass times acceleration.
Yes,
that's a thing that happens in science, I heard. But they're very spry. They're very agile. And they were entertaining, you know, like they had a good time with it. There was moments where, okay, we're struggling here, but I'm going to stop and do a little shawam or whatever, a little death drop. Yeah. Like they were doing the things. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like they were kind of playing to the crowd if there mm-hmm. was a crowd. So I really enjoyed them. There was even a moment where a disco ball falls down from the ceiling and they're like, oh, it's giving Miley Cyrus. This is giving me my wrecking ball moment. I was like, I love that song. I remember that video.
They were cute. They also, I think that they like, they use teamwork a little bit more effectively. Like they kind of helped each other across some of the obstacles. So, I like this team. I was rooting for them.
Yeah.
Now okay. Larry did leave them for dead though.
They said wait for us, and he was just like, no thanks.
See, no.
I just met y'all.
I mean, they didn't need Larry to do any other like clues or anything, or like pull a lever or anything.
I think they wanted moral support. Yeah. I think mm-hmm. No, they had to let him get across. You need to get his phone back.
Yeah. Okay.
That part.
He had to post a selfie.
All right. Well, let's talk about the team from The Circle and The Circle season 2 cast is here. We had Courtney, we had Savannah, and we had our own Jack Atkins.
Oh, friend of a friend, Jack Atkins.
Friend of a friend, Jack Atkins. Can you believe it?
This was exciting. Jack Atkins
dubbed the biggest villain in Circle history.
That's what I heard.
Oh my God.
How could he be a villain when he took that beautiful picture of Ozzy and Bryce the other day? He seemed like a nice guy. I don't know. I don't know him, but I've seen his work.
Yeah, tasteful. That absolves you of all sins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Bryce is happy about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Chappelle, you don't follow The Circle, right?
Again, I have no clue what you're talking about. Amanda, I just know Jack Atkins.
I watched one episode of The Circle, you know, back in the dark days of early quarantine when I heard that there was a new Netflix reality show, but I didn't stick with it. I obviously know Jack, who Jack is, because I'm a loyal listener of the Purple Pants podcast. I did not, I was not familiar with this team. My son took one look at them and he's like, they're not going to last 10 minutes, which actually is 10 minutes. It sounds like it's long for his lava run, but he was not impressed mm-hmm. with the looks of this team.
Yeah,
he was right.
He was right. Okay. So just to give you the backstory a little mm-hmm. bit, Savannah looked like the person to beat in the first episode of The Circle season 2 until she famously got into a big rivalry with Teralisha. And so it was, were you Team Savannah or were you Team Teralisha in the first week of Circle season 2? Ultimately, they both lost. And that's what happens when we see, you know, women battling women. We need to work together, Teralisha and Savannah. And unfortunately, Savannah was the first casualty. And Teralisha went on to go out sometime after that. But Courtney made a bond with Savannah in the game. Jack Atkins famously played Emily in the house and had his big moment of I'm surprised they couldn't believe they didn't show when he put the makeup on the dummy's face.
That did permeate into my awareness just from, you know,
how do you not show that clip? But anyway,
was that villainous?
Not really.
I mean, this is the biggest villain in Circle history. So I'm waiting on like,
what's
his masterstroke?
I think he said he wanted to go down as the biggest villain in Circle history, but I don't think he actually was villainous.
Anyone who catfishes is a villain or
I guess
is,
so.
Yeah. Maybe
the winner of the season was a catfish, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But so I'm just trying to figure out like, how do you, like, if you wanted to be a villain, like, what do you do? Do you sabotage someone? Like, ha ha ha. You thought I was this person, but I'm actually, well, no, that's just the premise of the show. So how do you do that?
I don't even know if there are villains on The Circle.
I don't think you can be a villain.
I don't think you'd be villains on The Circle. Because if you're just like a horrible person, then you're not on for very long. Unless you're just like, you act like really nice, but then you're like, I hate all these people. They're a bunch of dumb idiots.
Yeah, but the fans would stand that. You know, like, we love a villain that is like self-aware and looking at the camera and letting us in on the joke while they're like playing nice. So, I don't know. This Jack Atkins person, he seems like a fine fellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
And so they go out. They're very confident though.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda, they're feeling very good.
Yeah, and they, like, you know, they're bringing good energy. Savannah's doing a great job staying at the starting platform and supervising everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. She's not in any rush to get on this course. They have some initial success. I think Jack really uses his height to his advantage here. This first obstacle is like this revolving joystick, and they gotta try to reach these darts that are up like on a high shelf, and you know, he does that pretty well. But things kind of quickly go downhill for the Circle team.
No, Amanda, did you like it when that the Rutledge referred to Jack Atkins as Cousin Greg from Succession?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it before. It yes. was an apt comparison. It's funny. I didn't even know. Like, when my son poked me, and he's like, "Succession, Mom, you like that show?" And I was like, "How do you even know that?" but I mean, it's you know, I think it fits. Rob, have you ever noticed that Jack Atkins looks like
Cousin Greg? I've had that observation before, and even when Nicholas Braun was in some Super Bowl commercials this past year, I saw there was like a thread in the patron group, like, "Hey, is that Jack Atkins in the Uber Eats commercial?" No, it's actually Nicholas Braun.
Great, great get for Uber Eats if they could land mm-hmm. the biggest villain in Circle history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we sure Rob isn't Rutledge? Like, at this point, there's been too many like comparisons. Mm. I mean, like, would you say far-reaching puns? Check.
Yeah.
You know, Cousin Greg? Check. Mm-hmm. Rob Rutledge?
It could be a Cyrano de Bergerac situation where Rob is feeding him the lines.
I feel like he has a similar wardrobe to me.
Is he wearing plaid?
He's wearing plaid.
I wasn't going to say anything, but those bad dad-itude shirts, Rob, are any of those in your wardrobe? There was a lot of short sleeves plaid on display.
I'm sure. Yeah. What are you going to do? I'm rethinking everything.
Have you ever seen Rutledge and Rob in the same room?
No, never.
The question.
Yeah.
No, okay. Never.
Okay. Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think you're making some sense.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I've been on point lately with some of my conspiracy theories. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So for the circle team, we're going to have some casualties. All right. Savannah, almost instantly. Gone.
Instantly. I like, does she even make the first jump? It's like 3 feet to get to the dice from the platform. And she like wipes out immediately.
Mm-hmm. Remember that lesson in physics?
Yeah, she's Courtney's gonna have the dramatic "My Queen" as she sings into the lava.
This is your queen, Courtney.
Right. No. Look, he's the lone survivor of all of this because we saw Jack takes like the biggest, not the biggest, like the worst fall of the night, but definitely like the most entertaining one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was a good. This is actually, I think that future for Floor is Lava contestants should take note. If you want to, if you are going to fall into the lava, I think that this is the exact right way to do it. He like it looks like he cuts off injury free, right? Like I didn't see any hard impacts. What he does is he slides over the checker table and kind of does a flip into the lava. So it's like a lot of dramatic action, but the potential for injury is very low.
Very graceful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I think it's like, you know, seeing, you know, this is a classic slapstick trope. You know, you have a tall man, a lot of limbs. There's a lot of physical comedy potential there.
For sure. Okay. And then what about poor Courtney?
He lived to tell the tale. Yeah. You know, he loses the game, but he did not fall in the lava. So, I mean, that's a win for Courtney. But yeah, his team let him down. Honestly, Courtney was doing what needed to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but he just couldn't make it.
Still the Joker. Yeah.
It seems. Okay.
And then Rutledge says the circle couldn't get squared away.
No, it could not. It could not. No.
Thank you, Rutledge.
All right. So we head back to the volcano once again. And now, you know, all hell is breaking loose. Everybody gets to play in the volcano.
Yeah.
I'm
confused.
Mm-hmm.
It was in their contract. When you get these big stars, you have to cater to them. You know, like they want to go on the aggro crag, right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. your whole life is building to this. You want to get to the top of that volcano.
So, Amanda, my son had a lot of issues with the production design on the volcano.
Okay.
First off, you know, we're climbing up this volcano. But then, like, right in front of the volcano are a couple of chimneys that are connected by, like, a plank.
Yes.
And he said, like, Dad, why are there chimneys? Who would build their house right next to a volcano?
It's a really good point, Dom. So I think that the concept here is that a house has become filled with lava. And how did that happen, Rob? There's a volcano on the roof of the house.
Yes. Has the volcano like basically like erupted from the ground, almost like a pimple mm-hmm. from the earth that has just like, oh, we didn't think that was coming up, and then just protrudes and then is spewing.
Yeah, I think we need more of this story. So you're right. In season one, we knew that the house was full of lava. Now in season two, we discover there's a volcano on the top of the house. That's how the lava got there. Now season three, you know, we need the
under
origins.
The earth. What's happening under the earth pushing the volcano up?
Season three, the Earth's core.
Yes. We need to go into the core, the trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, this would be huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll watch it on 3X.
We'll get the Verzi brothers
back. Watch it on 3X. Also, at one point, Rutledge, like, he's like, I got to get a closer look at the action. And he, like, swings on, like, the TV antenna.
That was pretty cool.
And Dominic was like, Dad, why is he doing the course now? Why is he? Mm-hmm. He's not a contestant.
No, I appreciated that. I was like, look at you getting out there in the mix. Get in there, Rutledge. Give us the commentary we deserve.
Do you think Jeff Probst would ever do this? Go get into the challenge to get a closer look?
Like go through the obstacle course? Like, I got to get a better look at this.
Give me that blood, you know? He just dives in.
I mean, with all this fourth wall breaking, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's coming next. Jeff is doing the challenge alongside of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, it seemed like that the, you know, smaller guys from the hype house had an advantage on the course proper, which was slippery and you were sliding around. But when it came down to it, I think that the foot height advantage really helped on the volcano.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was, you know, they, you know, the height advantage played to the too hot team. I think the upper body strength comes more into play when you're climbing the volcano. So, and I think like, I kind of think that they lost heart, honestly, the influencers, they were like, they were clowning a little bit. I think that they sort of gave up on this. They might not have given it their all, but, the too hot team comes out on top.
Yeah. Also, Chappelle, potentially, the $10,000 more meaningful to the perhaps destitute, too hot to handle cast members as opposed to the 18-year-old billionaires.
Well, you would think that, but then you put them on Too Hot to Handle and you say, we will give you money. Just act like you got some
That's
damn
sense. That's true.
Sense.
That's true.
They just piss it away. So I'm sorry. I would love to think that.
Well,
that
maybe
is the
that's
thing
why
that they care about.
They've learned their lesson now. And it's like, boy, we wasted all that money on Too Hot to Handle. Like, they really, yeah. We can't screw this up.
Yeah. They're hard they're up desperate. Now. Yeah.
Netflix
yeah.
gave us a second chance. Yeah.
But look, shout out to Larry. Because again, my guy. He is the MVP of this team. He makes it across the first obstacle very easily. And then he even tries to help out his team by twerking to distract the Too Hot to Handle people. Like he's throwing that ass and, you know, trying to like get them off their game. It does not work, but Larry, who selfishly just kind of left them off for dead in the first round, he really learned from his lesson and that he tried to help his team out. So win or lose here, Larry's the MVP of the episode.
Yeah. You think that was strategic twerking?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. He was like, look, I got to make sure that these guys, you know, maybe one of them will just look over here and maybe fall off the mountain into the lava. I don't know. But, you know, this was the first time that our influencers got had to go into the lava, too.
Yeah.
Lose slide down the lava slide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Rutledge says, sometimes you go viral, but today you're going spiral into the lava.
I don't even understand what that means because there was no spinning whatsoever.
It was a straight shot. Yeah. It was more like a shoot.
A straight shot. And Dominic was also furious of like, why does the team that loses have to go down the slide? It doesn't make sense. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I think he thought the team that won should get the joy of riding the slide.
The slide is fun. Yeah, but he doesn't know how gross the Panda Express orange sauce is. So maybe
it's humiliating. Yeah. By the way, I think Harry from Too Hot to Handle probably doing fine. 4.4 million followers on Instagram.
He's no Larry.
I'm glad he's bounced back from this Flores Lava humiliation.
Yeah, I don't know how
he might lose
time
after this one drops.
Yeah.
Like, they're not casting them for Too Hot to Handle again or another show like this. They're like, I don't know if you're dateable. Did you make the merch of the Floor's Lava?
Only 1 million followers for Chase from Too Hot to Handle. And the other guy, I don't even know if he's verified.
Ouch. We should have figured out who he is.
Barely a Vertsy triplet at this rate.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's Flora's Lava, season two.
That's it?
Yeah. Amanda, any other takeaways? Maybe. Yeah, there might be more episodes, Chappelle.
Yeah, that's true. There might be a second half. I mean, I think that the three of us have said more about the Flora's Lava than any other person has or should say. But I really enjoyed watching this show. I watch a lot. I don't watch enough of this kind of like mindless TV. No offense to the Flores Lava. So I enjoyed it. My kids enjoyed it. My husband even watched it for a split second and didn't seem horrified. And it's been nothing but a pure delight to talk about it with the two of you.
Not a lot of Flores Lava think pieces out there also. Like, what does the Flores Lava say about our culture right now?
Yeah. Maybe I'll write one. Well, we already did the analogy about the chess and the checkers. You know, there is global climate phenomenon. I don't know if this is like a metaphor for that.
And maybe in a world with, you know, a million fires burning all at once.
Yes.
For every one of us, every single day is the floor is lava.
Thank you, Rutledge.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. No, I was going to say
here we are. Like, okay. Like, jump. There's this chaos. Just try not to fall in.
Relich, yeah. We got it. He's a tool.
I think that's why this show resonates so much with everybody right now is because mm-hmm. it's a metaphor for our times.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob, we should have the Doogie Howser music playing yeah. with what we learned today yeah. right now.
Yeah.
What we learned today is that in a world on Rob, fire, yes.
You really gonna disrespect me like that by doing a Neil Patrick Harris callback
no,
in front of me?
No.
You
no.
know how I feel.
We can't.
You know the beef is real.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Chappelle, celebrity floor is lava. Could it happen?
Ooh, let's do this. So let's start with the cast of Murderville, right? Because yeah. they were iconic.
Yes. Marshawn Lynch.
Ken Jeong.
Marshawn yeah. Lynch would be great in here. Really the breakout star. Yes. Move over Vertzi triplets.
Yes.
Yeah. Conan O'Brien is like the same height as Jack Atkins. He can reach up there and grab those darts. Yeah, Conan I'm just saying, if we have to start somewhere, bring in the Netflix All-Stars. We'll start
Netflix
with Murderville.
Netflix All-Stars.
Yeah. Mike Myers, he can wear clothes this time. It would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think they could get the Stranger Things kids to do this?
Yeah.
Kids, quotation marks. Those kids are the
Stranger Things men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're older than me.
Yeah. Could they get the Duke back?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could cast of Ozark. Yeah.
What's Jason Bateman
the
right
showdown
now?
You've all been waiting for the cast of Ozark.
Would Nicole watch if you brought in the cast of Ozark?
Mm.
She did not watch Ozark. As much as she loves yes. Jason Bateman, she was not an Ozark person.
Does Nicole exactly. actually like anything that Jason Bateman has been in? Or
I don't,
just
yeah, I don't know. I think she's just, I think she thinks he's physically attractive. And okay. I don't, I think she likes him for his body, not his work.
His body. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, not his body of work.
Not okay. his body yeah. of work. Yeah. I don't know if there's an actual thing he's done that she cares for. Okay.
She just knows his name. She knows he exists. And she's like, I like that guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Chappelle, should we talk about what's coming up next?
Rob, we've been doing a slew of, I won't say bad shows.
Whoa, wait, didn't we just talk about the floor is lava?
I mean, no, not one of us said good at any mm-hmm. point during this episode. I'm just saying, yeah. between the Pentaverate, mm-hmm. floor is lava, mm-hmm. I think we're on a roll here. I think this has been great podcasting material.
Wasn't too long ago we talked about the bubble.
The bubble. You know, I don't get me wrong, we talked about some good stuff too, but most yeah. of the things we've covered on Nothing But Netflix have been questionable at best.
Yeah.
So I will throw out a wild suggestion, right? We talked about it a little bit, but it got some traction. People were DMing me. You sent me a tweet. Ooh. People saw the tweet and people were like, you know, Chappelle, you might be onto something. Rob, I think we should be bronies. I think it's time to tackle the Little Pony.
Okay. I know it was sent to me, emailed to me by Netflix of, Robert, here's something that you might be interested in.
Yeah.
My Little Pony coming to Netflix. Now, is this...
When does it drop?
Is this a movie? Okay, so... what's the new one? It seems like there's a couple of My Little Pony properties.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is really good, I'll say. Like, I always am trying to get my kids to watch this instead of, like, all the shows that are just, you know, fighting and violence because, and they do like it. They do like it when I, but, no, it's very sweet and it's well done. And you can learn a lot of good, you know, social and emotional lessons from watching My Little Pony.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Is it too beloved, Chappelle?
By whom?
The bronies.
The bronies.
I mean, as an honorary brony, I'd say that I trust me to cover the property in a way that is respectful and also honest to the material.
Okay. What are your brony credentials, Chappelle? Or is this going to be saved for next week?
Well, no, just check out our podcast what we did with Jenny Autumn, where we talked about sexy beasts.
Okay.
And the people dressed up as furries to an extent.
Yeah.
And we covered my background with the bronies.
Okay.
Let's just know that they know me in certain circles.
All right.
You know,
it's My Little Pony, Make Your Mark.
Okay.
Is the new one. Chapter one is available. 45
Netflix
minutes.
Suggested this for you.
Yes, they emailed me.
Who are we? Like, I guess, our podcast is called Nothing
I guess
But
so.
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. Okay, if you want me to watch it so bad, I guess I will. Something's wrong with Equestria's magic, and it's throwing the annual Maritime Bay Day Festival into a tailspin. Can wow. Zip figure out what's going on? Oh, so this might be true crime.
Look.
You might need to get the Mari crime scene and Sarah. Team on it. Yeah.
Look, Equestria's magic just made me feel away. Like, I feel like Jacob Jones, like, woo. Mm. Yeah. Like, oh, Equestria's magic. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Which My Little Pony are you?
Oh, we can do a quiz. Oh, all right. We got to do it.
This is excellent. This is, you guys, you have to, Rob, Netflix knows you better than you know yourself. It's true. Time to cover My Little Pony.
Okay.
What would Algae Rhythms say if you didn't cover this?
All right. So next time we'll be back to talk about My Little Pony, Make Your Mark. Okay. Amanda, what's coming up for you?
Well,
I heard you're on the search for a new podcast soon.
I am. And I think that there's something coming up that I'm going to be covering. I'm still with Post Show Recaps. We just finished our coverage of season one of Shining Girls. So you can check that out right now over at Post Show Recaps. And I'm, in talks with Josh Wigler for a new project that will be. So I think that there'll be more coming from me later this month. But what you should do is just follow me on Twitter at Dr. Amanda R, where I will definitely tweet about everything that I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Great to have you here. So fun to get to podcast Floor is Lava with you. I have no interest in the second half of the season of Floor is Lava, but it would be so fun to get the podcast again.
Oh, I would love to come. Anytime that you think that there's something that you'd like to talk about with me, I will drop everything, Rob, to talk to you. It's always a delight. I've been trying to come up with something with Chappelle for a little while. We have some other ideas. Maybe there'll be something, down the pike that comes on Netflix. But yeah, I'd love to come on. This has been so much fun.
Okay. And then for Chappelle, what's coming up for you?
You know me, just hanging out. Kinda, blessed to podcast every week and get to talk about ridiculous stuff like this and My Little Pony potentially. We're wrapping up our coverage of Fear the Walking Dead for this season. Myself, AJ Mass, Josh Wigler, Jessica Lease. Fear the Walking Dead is finally over, but we're just getting started on Post Show Recap. So check that out. We're also talking about, I got a new podcast thing going on with the Purple Pants podcast host himself, not Jack Atkins, but Bryce Isaiah. We will be talking about P-Valley on yes. Stars. Season 2 has just dropped. I watched the first episode and it is a doozy. And so check out Bryce's stuff to hear what I have to say about that. Myself, Bryce, and Sharia
That's
from
exciting.
Survivor China.
Wow.
And I'm very excited. I'm like, I was like, these are people don't know. Like, I'm an OG Survivor nerd. Yeah. Like, I'm meeting Sharia. I'm like, who is Bryce? Bryce, Jack? Who's the same person? Whatever. And so doing that, but I think that's it, Rob. I don't think I have a lot going on. Why don't you give me more stuff to do?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, let's do more stuff.
It's a slow month in June for the reality show. So we can come up with more stuff to do.
Let's make some stuff up.
Top 40 countdown.
No. Not watching. Look, yeah.
I still think we owe the people a celebrity exorcism, but whatever.
That's yes, true.
We gotta get to that. True. We gotta get to that soon. Yeah. Okay.
I have very strong feelings about exorcisms as a general topic. So I would definitely tune in for celebrity exorcism.
All right. Interesting. Okay. we have a great Talking with T-Bird up for you right now, where we got to talk to Taj George, even though Chappelle told me I wasn't allowed to talk to her without.
You should have told her about me. You didn't even mention me one time. Mm-hmm. My name didn't come up at all. She didn't ask.
She didn't mention it. She didn't mention it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's too busy talking about her babies, JT and Steven.
I know. They're like my little brother. They're so smart. JT got eyes like blah, blah, blah. What about my eyes, Taj? Mm-hmm.
Good question. It's a good question.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got some Survivor exit interviews for you to check out. Of course, we've got a special AMA with Uncle Kiwi coming up on the map this week. So be on the lookout for that. And then, of course, lots of fun stuff. As always, when you go to robinswebsite.com, robinswebsite.com/subscribe to subscribe to the main feed, and robinswebsite.com/Netflix feed to subscribe to our Nothing But Netflix podcast feed. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.